talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
In a life where we work out, there's a house upon a hill. A front porch going all of the way round, and a flower pot on the windowsill. We sit and watch the sunset while the kids play in the field. 'Cause in a life where we work out, there's a house upon a hill.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was A Life Where We Work Out by Flatland Cavalry and Caitlin Butts, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to some of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. We'll be talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, one of the sponsors. Also, Danny Natale with Sparkle Squad, also one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Also, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs, also a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, and they are creating a celebrity-inspired designer room at the show in the image of Tom Cruise. And so that'll be part of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And then also Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, also one of our sponsors. And finally, we'll be talking with custom builder Derek Schmelick with the Oakmont Group. And the Oakmont Group has one of the homes on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, which is happening in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Design Show. The East Cooper Luxury Home Tour is happening on Friday, January 30th. From 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And this is a ticketed event, the home tour. And $50 tickets are available at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And you'll be able to walk through 7 custom-built homes. Some of these homes are in Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palms, and also Sullivan's Island. And the home tour has the rebuilt wedding cake house at Breach Inlet on Sullivan's Island. It's an amazing custom home. I think it's for sale for $13 million. That's one of the homes you'll be able to walk through for the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. That's happening on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And it's all part of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening. Also opening day, Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And we've got free admission on Friday of January 30th, and tickets on Saturday and Sunday are only $5 a piece. So very, very inexpensive. Free parking all weekend. We have a building industry networking party on Friday evening, and tickets are available for $25. You get complimentary beer, wine, and catered food. And that's being sponsored by Carolina Energy Conservation and also West Elm. You will be able to, as soon as you walk into the Charleston Home and Design Show, we're going to give you a free issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine upon entry. And we have Mark Bryan, the lead guitarist and founding member of Hootie and the Blowfish, on the cover of our new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So we've been selling subscriptions like crazy for this issue, so you'll be able to get your own free issue when you walk in. More details at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and we're very proud to have Coastal Stone Flooring as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. This is the first time that the Charleston Home and Design Show has visited, has gone east of the Cooper to Patriots Point, and we're very excited about the show coming up. And Luke, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, so we're very excited. You know, the show's right around the corner here, and we just love what you guys do, and always a great time for everyone there, right?
Absolutely. So tell our listeners about Coastal Stone Flooring.
So Coastal Stone, it's a natural stone mixed together with a proprietary resin, and it's installed over existing concrete. So garage floors, patios, pool decks, walkways, driveways, really anywhere where someone has concrete that they're trying to beautify, that's where we install the product.
Okay, very good. And so Coastal Stone Flooring, when people are looking at it, it's tiny pebbles, correct, that are laid down on that concrete surface. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have various stones that you can choose from depending on, what color scheme the homeowner is trying to do to coordinate with their home. That's exactly right. I mean, it's smaller, riverbed or lakebed pebbles, and then they are cleaned and demagnetized, and it's troweled out over your concrete, and it creates a half inch thick permeable surface, and that's super important with the climate that we live in, because water doesn't damage it, flooding doesn't damage it. So, very elegant, very durable product, and a great solution for unsightly concrete.
And where around the house has Coastal Stone Flooring installed some of your pebble surface?
So when you have a lot of times we're doing entrances, we're doing driveways. It's a phenomenal pool deck product because of its anti-skid properties. Also, cool to walk on in the hot sun in the middle of the summer. Garage floors, I mean, my favorite place to have it in my own home is in my garage, because it takes the comfort of inside of your home and puts it into your garage. It's just a great garage floor product. But, mm-hmm. Screen patios, pool decks, walkways, garages, that's where we're installing it.
A lot of times, it's not a matter of if, but when a concrete slab will start to crack. And how does Coastal Stone Flooring address that kind of thing? If there's like an uneven surface, or if there's cracks in the concrete before you put down that pebble surface material?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, a lot of times we are a solution to when someone has stress cracks in concrete or low areas. Now, it's not, if there's a structural issue going on with the slab, that's a whole other story. But, typically with concrete, as it degrades, you have staining, you have poor finish work, you have slippery concrete, you have paint that peels off of concrete, the stress cracks in concrete, the unevenness. And typically installing our product is a solution to all of those issues.
Mm-hmm. And so you're giving that concrete patio, or the concrete decking around the swimming pool, or the concrete in your garage a second life then, right?
Correct, right. I mean, we are putting a, you know, we often use the word permanent. I mean, we are putting a permanent surface down on your existing concrete that, you know, homeowners will enjoy for the rest of the time that they're in their home.
I was going to ask, how does it hold up over time?
Well, it's stone. So it's, I mean, my father-in-law, him and a group of guys are the developers of this product. And you're talking, that's decades ago. And I personally still have relationships with people that have had this product for, you know, years, decades. So it's, as long as you're in your home, it's going to be there.
Okay. All right. Great. And how does it feel underfoot? You know, you mentioned a lot of times people will put the coastal stone flooring pebble material around pool decks, and it doesn't heat up in the summertime, which like some people like the look of bluestone, for example, but it's very, very, very hot underfoot. Wow. if you're barefoot. So how does the coastal stone flooring pebble material feel like?
Yeah, so when people are walking on it, I mean, it often, I would say nine out of 10 people, if they take their shoe off and put their foot on the floor, and they'll look at you and they say, it feels like it's massaging my foot. It's almost like a therapeutic feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people often ask, and it's hard to explain, like it is smooth, but it is textured.
Mm-hmm.
But it's comfortable enough for an indoor setting. Very comfortable to walk on barefoot.
Yeah. So what will Coastal Stone Flooring be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant?
Yeah, so we install a 10 by 10 floor, you know, a 10 by 10 foot floor there, and it has various color patterns and things like that. So, you know, the people that are passing by can look at it, look at stones that we offer. They can take their shoes off and walk on it. And we're happy to, you know, spend time with them and answer any questions. And it's just a great way to create awareness about who we are and what we do.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. At Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant, and we've got free admission on Friday, and then admission Saturday and Sunday is only $5 per person, with kids under 18 are free. And and definitely check out Coastal Stone Flooring at the Charleston Home and Design Show. In the meantime, how can folks get in touch with Coastal Stone Flooring?
So they can give us a call at 843-306-3063. They can also, Tim, I wanted to mention, we actually have a showroom in Mount Pleasant now, and there are hours for our showroom on our website. And, you know, and that's another thing. If a homeowner is very curious about pricing of Coastal Stone, you know, it's a customized product, and so every job is different. This is not like a one size fits all. You know, people are welcome to bring pictures of an area and their measurements and pick out a stone, and we can give them a pretty detailed estimate on what their project would cost for them to do. But they can also go online and find us at coaststonefloors.com and fill out information there, and there's plenty of information there to look at as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Coastal Stone Flooring within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring, and special thanks to Coastal Stone Flooring for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. And now we're talking with Danny Natale with Sparkle Squad, and we're very proud to have Sparkle Squad as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Danny?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Danny, first off, thank you so much for agreeing to have Sparkle Squad as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Can you take a moment and tell our listeners all about Sparkle Squad?
Sure, be my privilege, and I appreciate you having me today. Over here at Sparkle Squad, we help homeowners keep the outside of their homes looking sharp. Window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, gutters, pretty much everything that everyone knows that they should do, but keep putting off.
Mm. Yes. Yes. And in some neighborhoods require you to pressure wash your house like once a year or something, don't they?
We do work with a lot of HOAs, communities, and you're right. Each one of those communities have different rules and regulations, and mostly it's to keep the neighborhood looking great. And when we talk with our customers, often we'll have that discussion about keeping curb appeal up. And we also speak with folks that are even trying to sell their homes to create that curb appeal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when it comes to the pressure washing of a home, are there any particular steps that Sparkle Squad takes that you know, maybe that guy, the trunk slammer with a pressure washer, might not be doing?
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting point. One of the things that we throw around here is we talk a lot about PhD. And it's not a fancy degree, but we like to say perfect exteriors, happy technicians, and delighted customers. And that really weaves into things like pressure washing, because, for example, if you use high pressure on siding, that can damage the surface. And we have systems and processes that each of our technicians follow. They get certified to make sure that when we show up ready in our uniforms, in our trucks, that your exteriors are going to be clean perfectly to your satisfaction, fully insured, and everything is safe.
Mm-hmm. All right, good deal. So it's possible to for the pressure to be too high when you're pressure washing a house.
That's right. We often use high pressure for non-porous surfaces. We can use it on things such as concrete. But when we're talking about using it on the side of the home with wood or hardy plank, or even in the downtown Charleston area, you have to be very careful about the amount of pressure, but also the chemicals that you use to clean.
What kind of chemicals does Sparkle Squad use to clean?
We have environmentally friendly chemicals that we use to apply. And those chemicals are soap, and sometimes we use different variants of bleach. Sometimes we use non-bleach chemicals. One thing I will bring up that's pretty unique about Sparkle Squad is, in addition to the pressure washing and gutter cleaning, all the other services that we offer, we often use purified water to clean windows, which doesn't require any chemicals whatsoever. A lot of our customers are surprised that you can clean windows with just purified water. But it turns out that when you clean windows with pure water, it often works better than using soap.
Hmm, that's interesting. what about, does Sparkle Squad take any measures to, is there any need to protect like the landscaping below where Sparkle Squad is pressure washing?
Absolutely. When I was talking about our certification program that our technicians go through, part of it is property protection. And we go to great lengths to protect people, plants, animals, as well as electrical outlets. And as one example, whenever we show up to a property, whether it's a home or a business, we tape up all of the electrical outlets. We don't use certain chemicals in certain places. We pre-soak all of the vegetation. And then when we're done with our cleaning process, we rinse everything off and make sure that everything is better than when we left it.
And are there any height restrictions where Sparkle Squad is not able to help a homeowner?
Yeah, we like to say that we try to do 90% of everything from the ground using a combination of volume, or if we're talking about cleaning windows, we have poles that can reach up to 5 to 6 stories. There are occasions where we have certain businesses and even certain customers where we can bring in a small lift to clean certain areas that are difficult to reach. But so far, we haven't come up against a scenario where we couldn't get it due to height restrictions.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And how many times a year or once a year do you recommend homeowners pressure wash their house?
Well, some of our customers are on our Shine program, which has a couple of different options. One of the things about the Charleston area that we all know is humidity is high even in the wintertime, and that is a perfect environment for organic matter such as algae to grow. Because of that, we recommend getting house soft washed or cleaned twice a year. We have some customers that will do that twice a year. Others will do gutters once or twice a year. And then we also have a number of customers that like to keep their windows clean separately. As an example, they'll do that 3 to 4 times a year or once a quarter.
Hmm. Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, I know that there's certain types of mildew that if you do not pressure wash it, your house often enough, it becomes a permanent stain on the outside of your house. Have you experienced that?
We have. And one of the things that it made me think of is we call it organic versus inorganic stains. And organic stains like algae, initially they're green, but over time they start to turn brown into black. And that can be in combination with mold. Believe it or not, we can still get the deepest organic stains out with our standard chemicals. But then, of course, there are rust stains, there's calcium buildup, and those are what we call inorganic, and they're specialty or even restoration type of work. And those are jobs that we handle often. Most of the things that we see are going to be based on the typical algae cleaning, but we do have a number of customers, residential as well as commercial, that will have us come out and clean up a rust stain, for example, or an oil leak in a driveway.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, we are very proud to have Sparkle Squad as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. Come out and see Sparkle Squad. And have you got anything, any specials you'll have at the home show, or what will you be displaying at the show?
Oh, absolutely. Again, really appreciate the time today, and thanks for having us. We're looking forward to being at the home show. You can find us. You will have some of our window cleaning poles that will show our potential clients how those work. And then we have several different displays. And also, we do have some promotional winter, early spring offerings that if you come by the booth, you can take a look, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Danny Natale with Sparkle Squad, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Danny.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And we're very proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing great. Tim, how are you today?
Doing good. Jody, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
Well, here at Crosby Creations Home Designs, we design custom homes, renovations, additions, apartment garages. I'm sure people have heard the acronym ADU. That's an additional dwelling unit, maybe a place for your, you know, college kid to come home and have a place to stay while they're working their way through school, or maybe an aging in place parent, that sort of thing. And we also have a lot of stock plans. There are majority of them are on our website, over 100 stock plans for people to choose from. And that would vary from full house designs to maybe, you know, some of those ADUs or apartment garages, pool cabanas and that sort of thing. So we do have some stuff that's sort of on the shelf that people can modify. They can say, well, you know, we want a little bigger, we want a little smaller, we want to change this around. And we can, you know, certainly make those modifications for our clients.
Yeah. And a lot of people they might try to, I guess, skip some steps by not hiring a home designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs. They might look at buying some plans online. And what are the problems with buying a plan online?
Well, we're very blessed in this area, Tim, that we have you know, these just beautiful lots and Grand Oaks and Marsh Views and, you know, gated communities, and we just have such a unique footprint in this area. But with all of that unique uniqueness, we also have a lot of rules, regulations, ordinances, neighborhood guidelines, restrictions, and that sort of thing that, you know, an out-of-state designer, just they're not going to be familiar with it. And, you know, here at Crosby Creations, we do have clients that purchase a plan from another designer, and then they'll bring it to us, and then we have to redraw it because there's so many things that have to change because of flood zones and ordinances and that sort of thing. So we can certainly modify someone else's plans. Irregardless, bring someone in local, whether you're buying local or you're buying out of state, bringing it to somebody local is really going to help you and or your builder have more of a seamless permitting process as they go through the zoning, as maybe they go through an architectural review board in a community that has, you know, an oversight board, and then getting through the, you know, the building permitting process as well. Just being able to bring someone in local designer, local engineer, that sort of thing is really going to, it's going to be less headaches for you in the end.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. And Jody, you not only draw these house plans for homeowners, if they're building a new custom home or putting on an addition or building, perhaps modifying their garage to make it into an ADU, as you mentioned. But you also know all of the different codes, building codes, frontwards and backwards. And in the Charleston area, there's like 13 or 14 different municipalities that issue building permits, and each one has their own rules and regulations. And some people try to skirt that, and maybe they try to do a project without pulling a building permit. Tell our listeners why it's really worth it to hire a home designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a lot of folks come to us in 2025 because they had done a project. They did not permit it. They got this post, you know, this piece of paper posted on their door to stop work order, you know, from whatever municipality they're in, because, you know, either the municipality folks were driving by and said, that's not permitted, or maybe a neighbor turned them in, or whatever the case may be. So what that basically entails is it's a retro permit. We have to go in, we have to draw the things that they did. We have to go back and say, okay, well, what was existing? And then we go, okay, well, what did you change? Did you photo document everything? Did you do this? Did a builder do this? What's going on? We have to be able to create this paper trail and be able to prove to the municipality that it was built by code. We have to bring in a structural engineer. And structural engineers, you know, they are very particular as to whether or not they're going to sign off on sight unseen. You know, can't tell what exactly is in the footer, if it's an addition, you know, what size rebar, how many rebar, did you do everything spaced and overlap the way that it needed to be? And, you know, just I could go on and on, but it's basically a lot more difficult to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage folks to try not to fly under the radar, because there's always that chance that you're going to get caught. And if you get caught, it's going to be a much more difficult path forward in order to get that approved, you know, that CO, that certificate of occupancy in the end, because you got to go back and you got to scramble. And a lot of people have to come together to make that happen on behalf of those clients. But the bad part is sometimes there is no path forward. I have one client in West Ashley, unfortunately, was taken for a ride by a con man, essentially, who was posing as a builder, and she spent about $70,000 with this this individual, and she ended up having to rip that addition off of her home.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, those are the sort of things that really infuriate me, because this man took advantage of someone, but pool permit was never pulled. Had a permit been pulled, had drawings been done, had it been done the way that, you know, it was supposed to be done, then they would have never allowed that builder to do such a terrible job. So it's really, homeowners need to be asking their builders if they're pulling permits. I know that sounds kind of crazy. You know, we should always assume that a builder, if they're doing a job, they're pulling a permit. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. And that's another reason to really dig in the pages of the Home and Design magazine, Charleston Home and Design magazine, is to find a reputable builder. Because the guys that you guys showcase within your pages, they're not trying to fly under the radar. You know, they're reputable builders, and they're going to do you right.
That's right. Well, if you have a lot of people have projects, especially at the beginning of the year, and you really need a plan. And Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs can draw you that plan, and also hold your hand through the process of and you can recommend hiring a builder and really help the homeowner throughout the entire process. And how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
Well, they can always visit us online at crosby-creations.com, or they can call the office 843-998-0505, or come see me at the home show. I am going to do some of those design consults that you guys offer. So if folks would like to have 30 minutes of uninterrupted FaceTime with me to go over their project in more depth, I'm going to be there. You know, you can give them more information on how they can sign up for those slots, Tim, then mm-hmm. Not sure how you guys do that, but I'd love to be able to meet some, you know, some potential clients there at the home show as well.
Sure. Yeah. That's one of the special features of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We always offer free design consultations for homeowners with professional interior designers, architects, and home designers like Crosby Creations Home Designs, and they'll sit down with you for a 30-minute session and for free, and talk about your project. So, and that's great. Thank you so much in advance that you'll be providing those free design consultations at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And thank you to Crosby Creations Home Designs for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Todd Tononi, with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing fantastic, Tim. Thanks for having us. It's always great to be on the show.
You bet. We're very proud to have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And Atlantic Bedding and Furniture will be creating a celebrity-inspired designer room at the show for folks to check out. And Todd, before we talk about who the celebrity is and what this room is going to look like, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Well, we've been in business for over 20 years, and you've got to check and see what people are saying about us, because when we first started, people said we are Charleston's best kept secret. That's evolved into being a 5-time Charleston Choice winner for furniture and mattresses, along with, check out our Google reviews, over 1,600 with a 4.8 rating. We've got everything down to your house, down to artwork, lamps, and mirrors. And we get a lot of referrals, return customers, and with so many different furniture stores and businesses exiting the market, we are now one of the, believe it or not, Tim, one of the oldest independent furniture stores in Charleston.
Oh, that's great.
Everyone else is kind of exited, and that's given us a lot of opportunity to grow.
Well, good deal. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And Friday, January 30th, opening day of the show, is free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And you'll be able to check out two different celebrity-inspired designer rooms that'll be on display. And Todd, tell our listeners about who the celebrity is, and that you're going to be creating a room around that person's image, and what this room will look like.
I will tell you what, when you come by the Home and Design Show, you got to stop by our booths, because it's going to blow your mind. It's a Tom Cruise theme and product that we have in it. One thing that we like doing at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, we're different than most. We bring in different product selections, and we've got an amazing upholstery-centered group that will blow your mind. So you've got to stop by and see it. Do you want me to tell you about it?
Or sure, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it is the ultimate man cave or ultimate living room package you'll ever see. I can tell you this, I've been doing this for over 20 years, other than doing a quick break for a little bit. What we have will blow your mind. It is a gorgeous leather reclining set. And if you want the features, you got it. You've got everything from power hood, power head, power foot. You've also got lumbar power. Let's add heat and massage, and let's go ahead and tie in immersive sound as well. So you can act that actually ties in Bluetooth to anybody's home. So it's easy to hook up, and it has been one of the hottest products that we've ever brought into our store, and we're flowing it and freezing the pricing, even though we're paying a 30% tariff from overseas on it.
Well, I got one question for you.
Go ahead.
Does this piece of furniture have any cup holders?
Oh, it's got it all. Yeah, it's got cup holders, reading lights, you name it. Other than going to the kitchen and getting a beverage for you, it does just about everything.
Nice. And is this a sofa or a sectional or a recliner?
The first rendition is a sofa, love seat, and recliner. We are in the end stages of fine tuning what's going to fit in on stage with us, but definitely will be a sofa and love seat. We may do a recliner, and as we continue moving forward with this company, we do have different options where it does come as a sectional as well. But what we'll be displaying at the home show is, you know, a sofa, love seat, and recliner if we can find the room for it.
And then lots of accessories that that will help you see the inspiration that was taken from Tom Cruise to create this celebrity inspired designer room, and that'll be on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st, and we want everyone to come out on free admission on Friday. That's from 11 till 6 p.m. And then we have admission on Saturday and Sunday is only $5. So it's practically nothing to go to the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And how can folks get more information about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
You can stop by our showroom at 7400 Rivers Avenue, which is next to Petco in the heart of North Charleston. Or you can go to our website, AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com. And definitely stop by the home show. Stop by and see us. We've got some great swag. And you definitely have to experience this set for yourself.
Yeah, and it's going to be center stage. There's a nice big stage at the venue at Patriots Point, and so these two celebrity designer rooms will be elevated and very easy for everyone to check out. It's right there in the middle of everything going on at the home show. Well, we've been talking with Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, and you can always find Atlantic Bedding and Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Tim. We'll see everyone soon at the home show. Take care. Bye-bye.
And now we're talking with Nancy McCray with Advance Window Fashions, and we are very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Nancy?
Doing really good today. How about you?
Good, good. Thank you. Nancy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, we've been around for quite some time. Since 2003, we do have a retail spot here in Mount Pleasant. So we are Hunter Douglas Gallery. We just remodeled about a year ago. So we have a new footprint of inside, updated, more modern, which is really nice to come in and take a look at.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. And What will Advanced Window Fashions have on display as a sponsor at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
That's going to be a little surprise right now. We're going to have our Hunter Douglas products displaying some of those, and probably one of a fabric Roman shade to show, you know, softness, you know, in the fabrics. Mm-hmm. It'll be good to, you know, stop by and see, you know, see what we do have.
Well, good deal. Well, you have a beautiful showroom, Advanced Window Fashion showroom in Mount Pleasant. And do you get a lot of customers who visit the Advanced Window Fashion showroom?
We do get, a fair amount that stop by, you know, because they have found us through Google or, you know, by referral. And then we do have some that set up an appointment to meet with one of our salespeople to go over product, and they get to come in and see and touch and see how everything operates.
Well, good deal. Well, Advanced Window Fashions has been around for, is this the 25th year?
23rd
year. So, you have to have a lot of happy customers to be around that long, and we're very thankful to Advanced Window Fashions to for being a sponsor again. And I think you've been a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show just about every home show that we've had. And so we're very, very grateful to you, to Advanced Window Fashions.
Oh, thank you. No, we enjoy being a sponsor.
Yeah, and do you enjoy the live TV interview on Low Country Live, or are you going to delegate that to one of your other staff?
I think I'm going to do that myself this year,
oh,
too.
Oh, good, good. You always do a good job with that.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
Well, good deal. Well, we want everyone to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And we have free admission on Friday. So no reason for anyone to stay away, to come by the venue at Patriots Point. We have a big building industry party happening Friday evening as well from 6 to 9. And that requires a ticket. So you can come during the regular show hours and get in for free. But if you want to stay for the party with free beer and wine and catered food, you do need to get a ticket at charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And definitely check out Advanced Window Fashions has a 10x20 booth as a sponsor, and right at the very entrance as you walk into the venue, you'll see Advanced Window Fashions right there. And this time of year, everybody has a project. I'm sure there's some people that are going to want to replace their window treatments, and you'll be able to talk with Advanced Window Fashions about getting your project off the ground. And besides having your showroom where people can visit, Advanced Window Fashions also goes to the customer's home as well, right?
Yes, we do. We welcome people to come into the showroom if they want to come and see, like an actual size of a treatment instead of just being out of a sample book. They can actually see it, feel it, operate it, see if it's motorized, you know, how to operate that. Coming in and seeing everything is a good opportunity for them to see it, but also we bring out the sample books, you know, what they request. We bring a little additional sometimes, you know, if they think they want one thing and it's like, you might want this instead, you know, we give them options, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's great. And plus they get to see how the window treatments look in the lighting in their own home as well.
Exactly. Because it's so different when you see it in your home than seeing it. Because a lot of people, they go on Google, they pull up, you know, pictures and they're like, oh, I want it to look like this. But in your home, you know, it's different here in Charleston than where it is somewhere else, you know, in another state. The windows are different. Our lighting is different. It's going to look different. Than looking at a picture, you know, that you see, even in a magazine, you know, they look a little different.
Well, good deal. Yeah. Well, thank you again to Advanced Window Fashions for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
Well, they can call us, you know, at the 843-881-8858 number. They can come by our showroom here in Mount Pleasant, which is 502 Wando Park Boulevard. We're unit 105. And we do have two new locations that we're going to be opening up in the spring. One's going to be downtown and one's going to be in Somerville.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, we have a lot going on, more options, more places to visit Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, that's great. Advanced Window Fashions is growing. So
it
that's
is.
That's a good sign. That's, you want to do business with a company that like Advanced Window Fashions.
Right. Well, and we're locally owned.
There you go. And you can always find Advanced Window Fashions within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Oh, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. And we're going to have so much fun at the home show.
Oh, yeah. And now we're talking with custom builder Derek Schmelk with the Oakmont Group. And we are very proud to have the Oakmont Group as part of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour that's happening Friday, January 30th in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening Friday through Sunday, January 30th through February 1st in Patriots Point. And because we're bringing the Charleston Home and Design Show to Mount Pleasant, we thought, wouldn't it be great to also have a home tour as part of the show? And custom builder Derek Schmelk with Oakmont Group was very kind to have one of the seven houses on the tour. And we're talking to Derek now. How are you doing, Derek?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Derek, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the Oakmont Group.
Oakmont Group, we started about 10 years ago, and we started just doing renovations. We primarily work in Mount Pleasant, specifically Old Mount Pleasant, Old Village, and surrounding area. And we've kind of geared into more custom home, new construction. We still do some renovations, but mainly do new construction homes over 3,000 square feet.
Very good. And tell our listeners about the house that will be on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th.
Yeah, we're really proud of this one. We've been working really hard to, over the past year, finish it up. It's about 5,300 square feet. Ooh, pretty good size house. Yeah. And 6 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, perfect for large family, plus some guests. It's a really good setup for entertaining as well. We have kind of open concept feel with a kitchen and living room, and then very large deck for sitting plus dining on the first floor that leads out to an outside pool, pretty good sized pool. I think it's roughly 30 feet by 16 foot pool. Mm. And then additional barbecue area and outdoor bar. So it's pretty awesome. And then second floor has a bonus room, large bonus room for kids or guests. And then that leads out to another second floor outdoor deck as well. We do have a frog, so a separate private room above the garage with a full bathroom. And then the master or primary bathroom and suite is very private on the other side of the house, with large vaulted ceilings, and then a separate office off of that. So it's got some good details, kind of a low country feel, and we're again pretty proud of it. It's on a larger lot. It's in Old Mount Pleasant, in a pretty good sized lot, 0.35 acres, and really good location to the beach and downtown.
Oh, that sounds great. And I've been telling our listeners, a lot of people who buy tickets to a home tour, they're looking for ideas and inspiration because they have a project coming up themselves, or they are also one of the added bonuses is they're shopping. They want to talk to the builders that are part of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. And in this case, you can definitely talk to custom builder Derek Schmelk about your own project. But the nice thing about this particular, the Oakmont Group home that will be on the tour, is this house is for sale. And so I know you'll be happy to talk to homeowners about doing a project for them in the future. And some people might say, it's kind of a drawn out process. It's going to be a year plus to have a custom home built for me. This is such a beautiful custom home. I want to go ahead and buy this home and you won't even have to jump through all the hoops that's involved with building a custom home, right?
That's right. Some houses take some time, especially with the permitting, and we were able to streamline that process and add some great features to the house, like waterfall island, additional bar, features that are custom home, but kind of just designed with a family in mind. So yes, if you want a move in ready house, bring your suitcase. This is the one for you. Mm.
Sounds great. Well, tell our listeners the address of this home that's going to be on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, happening Friday, January 30th. And all the homes are located in Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And what's the address of the Oakmont Group home that will be on the tour?
Yeah, again, this is in Old Mount Pleasant neighborhood, and the address is 1335 Erckmann Drive. That's Erckmann Drive in Old Mount Pleasant.
And the house is finished. You've got the CO, and it's currently for sale. So in addition to getting some great ideas and inspiration for your own project, you might want to check out possibly buying this home. So, and Derek, if folks wanted to get in touch with you and talk about a big remodel project or to build a custom home, how can they reach you at the Oakmont Group?
Yeah, they can call me directly at 843-696-5035. They can also go to our website, which is oakmontgroupinc.com.
All right, great. And if you're interested in buying tickets, tickets are limited. We don't sell a lot of them because we don't want to overwhelm the neighborhoods or anything like that. And so the tickets are limited. They're available for $50 plus tax and a small fee. And at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And a big donation will be made to the Charleston Home Builders Association as well from the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Well, we've been talking with custom builder Derek Schmelk with the Oakmont Group, and thanks so much to the Oakmont Group for agreeing to have one of their homes on the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, happening Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And limited tickets are available. We're still in the early bird pricing at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to show it off.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.